Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you sitting under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under a fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On this feast of the holy archangels, Jesus says to Nathanael at the end of today's readings, swearing an oath, "You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the twofold function of the angel, ascending to God and descending upon us. The opening prayer likewise recapitulated those two functions. We pray that our life on earth may be defended by those who watch over us, descending, as they minister perpetually to you in heaven, ascending. Let's begin with ascending. The angels are constantly in God's sight, praising him, adoring him as he deserves. Daniel tells us thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attending him. One of their greatest services is to bring us into that praise. The sight of the angels, we said in the responsorial psalm, "I will sing your praises, Lord." They are the ones who try to help us to give thanks to the Lord with all our heart. They are the ones who try to help us to worship at God's holy temple and give thanks to his name. This ascending function is one with which we need to cooperate. They're constantly seeking that source and quarter effect to help lift up our hearts to God, and they're powerful. Second is descending upon the Son of Man, but descending upon all those in the Son. They come down to help us precisely to do God's will. It's an extraordinary assistance that we have. And the names of the archangels tell us what their principal ministries are. The angels do far more than one thing. It's variegated. But there are specific titles that point to specific functions that they seek to carry out on our behalf. Gabriel means God's strength. Gabriel came down to strengthen us by the power of the Word of God. The message of God announced to Zechariah, the message of God announced to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." The angels are constantly seeking to help us to align ourselves with God's holy word. Throughout the book of Revelation, I've been thinking more about the book of Revelation because the professor who taught it to me just died 2 years ago, the famous Father Ugo Vanni. And I'm praying that he is seeing before his eyes what he used to teach us, John saw before his, especially that wedding feast of the bride and the lamb. But the angels take us God's word so that we can be fortified by it. Raphael means God's medicine. We see what he did with Tobit, a.k.a. Raguel, that he brought him God's medicine in order to make scales fall from his eyes. He brought healing to Sarah of whatever was poisoning her relationship with her first husbands. In a similar way, Raphael comes to minister to us so that we can have scales fall from our eyes spiritually and really see God, the medicine that we need precisely from the Lord. The third is Michael. He was like God. Michael's work in defending us is precisely so that we don't forget who we are, so that we might always remember our incredible Christian dignity. Michael, as the whole church has been praying with far greater attention lately, especially in the Archdiocese of New York, which today finishes a novena to St. Michael to defend the church. We turn to him, whose principal mission is to help us to become like God against the wiles of the one who wants to disfigure that image. Ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. The principal way Michael seeks to defend us, we have in the book of Revelation. We see then that eternal fight between the devil and his angels versus Michael and the good angels. We hear that loud voice in heaven proclaiming in the midst of the angels, "Now, O salvation and power, come, the kingdom of God and the authority of his anointed," describes the devil, "for the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who accuses them before our God day and night." The devil never ceases to point out our errors before God, but God looks beyond it. The devil likewise never ceases to accuse God before us, trying to do in us what he did in Eve and Adam, and get us to distrust God and his promises. But there were three ways that we hear that they conquered that accuser. And the angels always seek to help us by these three means, by the word of their testimony. That's why the mission of Gabriel is so important. By the word, that we make our word and give witness to it. By the blood of the Lamb. The Lord is constantly trying to make us bathe in his blood. That's the source of baptism flowing from Jesus' open wound. That is what we receive in the Holy Eucharist. That is what we receive flowing anew in the sacrament of confession. This is the means by which Michael and the angels are constantly leading us to victory. And then third, love for life did not deter them from death. Jesus is constantly saying that to save our life, we have to lose it, that we must become like that grain of wheat. And Michael is encouraging us precisely to that sacrifice. Ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Today at this Mass, the angels are trying to lift us up, participate in what they ceaselessly sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts," as we see when the veil is torn open in the book of Isaiah. Our whole Mass is framed by the assistance of angels. At the beginning of Mass, we cry out asking them to intercede for us before the Lord, and so that our sins may be forgiven. We make their own, their hymn of praise on the birth of Jesus, so that we can be ready to receive the same Jesus that Mary held in her arms in swaddling clothes. We hear God's word at Mass, and how pleased the Archangel Gabriel is when we try to receive that word as Mary. We receive God's extraordinary medicine, the healing power of his word, and then, as St. Ignatius of Antioch said in 107, the medicine of immortality. There's no greater way that we become like God than when we receive him and become conformed to him. The angels descend upon us here to help us precisely to ascend with them here in time, so that we might ascend with them forever and never cease to praise God, crying out, "Holy, holy, holy."